Pete Harris, he is with the Arrowhead chapter of the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association, and you're going to be holding your annual banquet on the 18th of June here in Grand Marais. So tell me about what's going to go on. Where is it?
It's going to be at the American Legion Club. Yeah, that's the only place in Grand Marais that's large enough to hold a group like ours.
Oh, okay.
So no problem with that. And it'll be a standard banquet with a lot of raffle prizes, silent auction prizes, door prizes, et cetera. It's a good value and a good way to keep up the membership in the Deer Hunters Association.
Well, now, it's important that I know this year you're making a big push to be sure that people sign up ahead of time. So there's a deadline of, what, the 10th of June?
Yes, that's the big change this year. A lot of times local people just seem to be able to walk in on the day of the banquet and get taken care of. But we've got new management at the Legion, and it's important for us to have a give them a number that they can prepare for. And so as an incentive for that, if you buy your ticket or register by June 10th, you'll get a $15 value ticket, raffle ticket for the Deer Hunters Gun of the Year drawing. That's a big value. And you'll also be able to buy raffle ticket packages at a big discount. For example, you can get $160 worth of raffle tickets for only $100. You can get $80 worth of raffle tickets for only $50. So those two things, if you're going to plan on coming to the banquet, would seem to me it would be a good idea to take advantage of this early bird registration.
Well, Deer Hunters, you plan ahead by getting licenses and getting your gear in shape, so plan ahead a couple of days for the banquet. Now, one of the big things that takes place at the banquet is, and that the Deer Hunters Association does all year long, is supporting young people and through the Forkhorn program. Talk to me a little bit about that, the camps and how that works.
Well, there are 8 camps in the state, and 2 of them are in our area are particularly good ones. And the Laurentian camp just north of Eveleth at Brick is sponsored by the Moundsview school system, and kids that go to that camp can have their parents go for free. So that's a real big plus. And all of the camps are designed for Forkhorn, what they call Forkhorn 1, 2, or 3. Mm-hmm. And the Forkhorn 1 camp is for hunter safety. It's for kids really around the age of 11 or 12 that are just getting started in hunting. It gives them a good background in hunter safety, handling the gun, and learning something about hunting. The next stage is Forkhorn 2. It's a more advanced camp, and it emphasizes bow hunting. And the third stage is Forkhorn 3, and that's for older kids that want to know more than what their dad can teach them about deer hunting.
Well, that would be good. My dad taught me, but I'm sure I could have learned more because I finally gave it up for lack of success. The Deer Hunters Association sponsors a number of kids, and will people be able to donate to that during the banquet?
Well, no. The local chapter has money that we offer as scholarships for kids to go to camp. And our scholarships this year are going to be $375. And in the camp at Deep Portage, that is all it costs to go there for a week. It's a little bit further to the west in Hackensack, but it's a good value, and it was the first camp that the Deer Hunters went in with and partnered the Forkhorn program. And at up at Britt, at the Laurentian, the fee is $425 for a week. And so we'll pay $375 of that. All we're asking in exchange is that at least one parent be a member, current member of the Deer Hunters Association, and that the child also become a Forkhorn member. And that's just $5 a year, so it's not another big expense. But
and you and I, we were talking before we went on the air that things have changed since you and I started hunting years ago. It used to be just guys, and it's not.
Not anymore.
No, I know some of the photos I was looking through on the website for the Deer Hunters Association, a lot of young girls.
It's a real plus. And we've had probably in the last few years as many girls going to camp as we have had boys. And like I told you, it's the Title IX of outdoor sports.
Well, I know it's a big emphasis from the Department of Natural Resources, too. There's lots of promoting of that. So walk me through this again. We were talking about the annual banquet, and that's on the 18th of June. And you want people to sign up early?
We suggest that you sign up by June 10th. If you do, we have a lot of incentives. If you don't, that's fine. We still look forward to having you come. If you come in on the day of the banquet and pay at the door, it'll be $5 extra for the meal, mm-hmm. plus the fees. You can get these registration forms from different people throughout the town, and they're at different places. We've got a small handful of people working on this year's banquet, but they're led by Donna Lunkey, and like Orvis knows, behind every good man there's a great woman, and Orvis is working, and Rich Furlong is on it, and Melvin Gagnon up in the Portage is helping out, and we get a lot of assistance from Becca Kent, the chapter coordinator out of Grand Marais.
Well, it was Orvis and Donna that brought me this information, and that's why you and I are talking about it right now. They were handing out lots of good information.
I've already shook my fist in her face over that one.
Not one of your favorite things to do, I know, Pete, but I'm always glad to talk to you, and particularly about the annual banquet and the whole Four Corn program, which is great, and Deer Hunters Association does really good work. We'll talk again sometime about Hides for Habitat, which is a big program. And, well, good hunting.
Thank you, and I appreciate the chance to be here.